The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. Anyway, you'll find a way.
Well. Oh, well, isn't it nice to be back
on
with you, sweet dear listener?
Yes.
On the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan podcast.
Oh!
Revived.
Yes.
Back. Rip roaring, ready to go with so many plans coming out the wazoo, you wouldn't believe it.
Believe it.
I'm going to get that boat, $500,000. We're doing it, baby. So good to have you here. I will concede that my efforts to procure for myself a boat over the last few weeks have been, somewhere between cavalier, a slapdash, and the third point on the axis, soft. I went on tour a couple weeks ago. I got to go right around this great country, opening for the great Mark Normand with the great Andrew Youngblood. We had a wonderful time, and the shows were terrific. And then last week, I launched a new podcast, The Catacast, out now.
But what about the boat?
Quite right to be anxious about the boat. A lot of hullabaloo has been made about the boat, and my allegiance to boat ownership has not wavered.
Phew!
This episode comes in two parts. Part number two, I speak to Regan King. We had a very, very long conversation, which has been heavily redacted. He's a listener from Saskatoon, I think. He lives in Moose Jaw now, but both are in the province of Saskatchewan, Canada. And before I went on tour with Mark Normand and Andrew Youngblood, what a wonderful tour that was, I got to speak to him. I've been all over the shop. I finally got to just sit down and edit that, so we'll have that big, long chat about how I'm coming to Saskatoon to help grow my Canadian fan base, to help garner money, to help buy that boat. That's coming up for you soon. Don't change that dial. Keep it tuned here to JDFM. CP. But what I'd like to talk about first is all the plans I've got coming up for the new financial year, starting in July, which is, of course, the anti-Semite's favourite month, as opposed to the philo-Semite's favourite month, Jew Tell the Truth. So here are just some of the things coming up the next financial year. I've got a book of poems that's finished. I need to figure out when and how that's coming out. I've got a script for a feature film that is, at this point, I would say 70% done. I've been busy scribbling. It got long enough that I can't even write it in my notes app anymore. I've had to move onto a Pages document. I'm a little mixy-matchy with the Google software and the Apple software, and one day maybe I'll even be able to afford that sweet Microsoft software that people can't stop talking about. So there's a book of poems. Who knows if the book of poems will be a big success? Was the first one a big success? I mean, not in terms of making enough money to buy a boat. It only sold 76 copies. But I'm pretty happy with if I sold 77 copies for the next book, that to me would be a step up. Then I merely have to continue that rate of improvement and release several thousand books of poems, and then I'll be able to buy a boat. Okay, the feature film. We've got the feature film. That's going to be shot, I think, in November. I think we have the book of poems come out in September. Let me get the calendar out. So in July, I'm doing gigs in Melbourne and Perth. In August, I think I'm going to be back in America just for a very short amount of time, but trying to grow the podcast once again in America. I will not, I don't think, be able to make it through to Canada for shows by August. I think that's too soon, but some exciting stuff coming up there. So September, Book of Poems. October, might have a little breakdown. Might schedule in a little breakdown for October, just to treat myself to a little breakdown. November, we shoot the feature film. December, we might go to New Zealand. My wife is from New Zealand. I would like to start growing a New Zealand fan base. We'll do a gig in New Zealand. Why go to New Zealand then? Well, so that my family can spend Christmas with their New Zealand family, but also because it's a stop on the way to America, where we may be residing, touristing, something like that. We'll figure out the visa situation from January to March of 2024. That's a real attempt to crack America open. And then in March, April, I'm thinking, I didn't know this at the time that I was speaking to Regan King about timelines for coming to Canada. I'm doing shows. But I think April of next year, because it's so easy to do gigs in Canada, I could do a run of gigs there. So that is a potential next financial year. And then maybe I'll... May, June, we'll figure something out. Maybe that's when the film comes out. May, June. Maybe that's when we launch the film. And then that's the next financial year. Oh, I forgot. I can't afford to have a mental breakdown in October. That's when the art auction is. We've got the art auction, October 13. Holy dooly. Oh! Okay, so some of this will fall through. There's no way that I'm doing all this. But once again, July... I've got gigs in Melbourne and Perth. August, I'm going to Texas. September, I've got a new book of poems coming out. October, I'm throwing an art auction. November, we're shooting a feature film. December, I'm coming to New Zealand. January, February, March, we're breaking America. April, it's off to Canada. Then, in May and June 2024, we release the feature film. That's the plan. Now, I don't know which of those will be successful enough for me to buy a boat. Hopefully, cumulatively, all of them together will add up to $500,000. That's my plan. That's what I'm tying myself to a mast. How will we do that with three young children? I don't know. By next year... they will be 5, 3, and 1. And I think, I don't know how much you know about having kids, but I think that's going to be much as difficult as 4, 2, and 0 as they are now. But my wife is keen. This is such a struggle. I tell her, honey, this is too much stuff. And she goes, James, we can do it. Doesn't that sound like an exciting life? And I go, honey, it sounds hard. And she goes, I think we can do it. All right, and then also my wife's a very quiet, private person. People go, you're dragging your wife to do all these insane things over the next year? And I say, you don't understand. You don't understand. She's keen. I'm trying to get out of this stuff. I wanted to be a humble boat owner, and instead we're globetrotting. And anyway, it's all good. It's all positive. I love everything. Ah, it's so exciting. I mean, imagine, she's right. She is right. Imagine if all of those things come off. That would be a really exciting... I mean, I've got fucking $26 in the bank account right now because I've bought all these flights of late and I'm waiting on about a big, big lump of money to come through from various sources. I can't buy lunch today. You understand? Anyway... so I don't know that I'll be able to plan this all properly. I don't know how good a job I'm doing keeping it all together now. But I just want you to let you know I'm giving it a go. We've got whatever strings I can pull to try and have all of this come off successfully and buy a boat at the end of it and live a beautiful life. We're giving it a crack. Now, please enjoy from about a month ago, my interview with Regan King. I had to edit a lot of it out, some of it at the start because he's Canadian and he was being too nice to me, and I don't let people come on this podcast to be nice to me. That's not what I'm about. Is that a ticket inspector? Is that a ticket inspector? Sorry, I'm in the Volvo. I'm in town in a half-hour park, and I've been... Yes, I'm skirting that boundary. Wonderful interview with Regan King. I've got to get back in contact with him. I've got so many things to do. I have a full-time job. Excuse me. I thought I was in a good... You never think you're in a good mood and then you start talking into a microphone in your car in town for 10 minutes and you realize, holy moly, I'm agitated. I love you. I need you. I want you. Here is a long conversation with the wonderful listener, Regan King. You're in Moose Jaw, Canada.
Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Canada.
Yes.
It's in the middle of a pretty minor province, in one of the least, I'd say second least notable province of Saskatchewan.
You better believe that I've spent a lot of time reading about Saskatchewan.
I'm so excited for you to tell me all about Saskatchewan.
I guess you say least notable. I think two of the most famous ever Canadians are Saskatchewan. Rowdy Roddy Piper, who I didn't even know was Scottish. I thought he was Scottish. I didn't know he was Canadian.
What?
Yep.
Who is this?
Rowdy Roddy Piper. He was a great wrestler, one of the great wrestling heels of all time. He was in that movie where he wears the anti-ideology glasses. And Joni Mitchell.
I don't know. I'm. You have to understand that I was born in 1999, so I don't know if that's going to be a communication barrier
Mitchell.
For us.
She had she had Paved Paradise, put up a parking lot. She had I've Looked at Clouds from Both Sides Now. Joni Mitchell's wonderful. And
a woman sang that song?
A woman wrote and sang that song. Oh,
no.
Joni Mitchell.
That was Big Yellow Taxi. I'm familiar with the Counting Crows version.
Yes. It's a. I was about to say ripoff. I think cover is the...
I didn't know that.
term. Hold on.
I'm scandalized right now.
Joni Mitchell's an absolute delight. And obviously, you know, massive lefty pulled her music off of Spotify when Joe Rogan was cracking off about the vaccine. But, you know, adds to the charm. And to be fair, she, like Neil Young, was a polio victim as a young person. And so the polio people tend to be a bit more vaccine supportive than, you know, for obvious reasons. Now, I want to ask you about... I got to ask about Saskatchewan. The Matisse live there. Is that how I say it?
I could have this conversation all day. Yes, please.
Tell me about...
I'm actually from...
Are you Matisse?
I'm from Saskatoon.
You're from Saskatoon?
No. I'm from Saskatoon, born and raised there. Is that? Saskatonian?
You're a Saskatonian? And that
yeah,
is the largest town in Saskatchewan, but not the capital. That's Regina. Regina?
Well, there's a bit of a story to that. Do you know the story of
I do not know the story.
So there was basically three cities. There's still basically three cities in Saskatchewan. The biggest three are Saskatoon, Regina, and Prince Albert, I believe.
Okay.
And when they were getting a province together, which was formerly called Rupert's Land, just a big territory, which I believe was managed by the Hudson's Bay Company. But basically they said, hey, we gotta pick which city which gets amenities. And we got a prison. And we got a university, and one will get to be the capital. So we got the university.
Nice.
Prince Albert gets the penitentiary. So
lucky.
It's kind of a...
Lots of cheap labor.
Well, yeah, it was actually a big income generator now, but not much of a long-term investment, if you ask me. And then Regina gets the capital. But here what pisses me off is they opened a university like 100 years after that. It's like, no.
You think you should get the only university?
To do that.
How many universities? Here's another... Look, listen... There are lots of universities in Canada in places where
there
shouldn't be universities. Like, I love the people of Whitehorse, Canada. It's a big thing for me. I can't believe that in this town of 30,000 people, you just wouldn't get a lot of 30,000 people towns having universities in Australia. And there's a lot there. Casinos is the other one. Universities and casinos.
Oh, yeah. They're everywhere.
Moose Jaw has a casino.
It's a casino. Yeah, there's VLTs there, and there's roulette.
You're saying it's insufficiently luxurious to be worthy of the name?
I mean, they they're going for it, I guess. It is a casino. It's just that I don't tell me. So what do you know about Moose Jaw? Because I can tell you about this.
I know nothing about Moose Jaw except that I love the people of Moose Jaw and I want to grow a huge audience in Moose Jaw. One is a great start.
I think Moose Jaw is out. I think Saskatoon's in, but Moose Jaw, the whole thing is that Canada's most notorious city because there was a rumor that Al Capone was here at some point. And that's sort of what we based our whole branding off of.
Well, no, this seems good. Renegades and outlaws. Hold on, you don't think... You're in Moose Jaw, though. You don't think you could spread the good word of the podcast in Moose Jaw?
I can. I just don't... Like, it's not a... Here's my thinking. I don't know that as many people in Moose Jaw... But there is a bit of a local theater. There's like an old theater and that gets a lot of good shows going to it. But there's not much of a Catholic contingent if you're hoping to leverage that.
Well, I want to leverage every minority group I can. I think that's the secret to success now. And now I've got all these anti-vax fans and all these Catholic fans. I was like, right. What would be nice is if you get the biggest minority groups, right? Like James McCann, he's the Chinese comedian. That would be really helpful, but harder.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me take you a pitch. I know this conversation is everywhere.
Right,
I'm trying to hit all the points.
Yeah. Oh, I've got so many notes about Saskatchewan, the only Canadian province for which no borders correspond to physical geographic features. Did you know that?
Yeah. They just made it up.
They just made it up. And I want to talk about the Rough Riders, Canadian football.
Please, tell me about... Let's talk about our province. I can shoot the shit about this all day.
Yeah, all right. Well, now, what's going on? It's... Now, Budweiser once gave you a trophy.
Really?
I know. We're going straight into Budweiser. They once gave Saskatchewan a trophy because it's the highest per capita province for generating National Hockey League players. More National Hockey League players per capita come out of Saskatchewan than anywhere else in any U.S. state, Canadian province, or European country.
Now, this trophy, was it...
it had a dick,
would you say it was
and it doesn't
standard
anymore.
Issue, or was it...
I was... Okay. I should have been more circumspect. But it was a while ago. It was a previous branding exercise. I don't think Budweiser is currently... Well,
is this a thing in Australia? I don't know if you guys like cricket or whatever it is. I don't know how to do an Australian accent. But when you go to a small town in Australia, do they have a massive billboard beside the town that says home of Scott, you know, and this huge blown up athlete on there?
So in Queensland and New South Wales, I'm told they do this much more with rugby league. And there's a great celebration of them. But I've never seen in Victoria or South Australia a sign celebrating an athlete. But I'm told in America, this is huge. This is like...
It's their claim to fame.
Well, in Whitehorse, they've got Dylan Cousins, who I'm told is doing excellent hockey work for the Buffalo hockey team. He did not write back to my Instagram message. So has Moose Jaw got excellent effort? Because you don't. What I was building to is you've got all these hockey players coming from there, and you've got you know, okay, Canadian football team and a lacrosse team, but not even at the minor level is there a Saskatchewanese a hockey team, and that seems very odd.
I was thinking about that the other day because there's no reason there isn't. Besides the fact that we have no population, but
that will get in the way.
There's one in Edmonton. I mean, Edmonton's pretty big, but I guess. Yeah, I was thinking about that. I think we could sustain one, but everyone's kind of on the lacrosse vibe right now.
Lacrosse is a big thing.
The popularity of lacrosse is exploding here.
That is a phenomenon I had never heard of. Sorry, so people like lacrosse. Here, lacrosse is a very... My cousin played lacrosse, but no one seriously plays lacrosse. People watch lacrosse?
Is lacrosse sort of like a rich boy sport?
There wouldn't be a whole lot of kids out in the slums lacrossing it up.
not a lot of peanut butter on the cream crackers, if you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. I don't know that particular expression, but I will say you can't lacrosse your way out of poverty in this country.
Do you know what I mean?
Dang, man.
Like, if you're a poor athletic child and it's...
Yeah,
do you
on
want
the
to
streets.
Be a, yeah, if you're on the mean streets and it's you can either become a football player or a lacrosse player, I suspect you're taking the AFL, the footy contract. So lacrosse is a real thing? People care about lacrosse?
Oh, maybe not so much. I mean, hockey's still the thing here. I didn't grow up playing hockey. I'm 6'4", so I kind of was... I was forced 6'4"? Into basketball. Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's nice to... Yeah. I don't know if you understand American...
No. Systems, I'm familiar with 6'4". That's very tall.
Yeah, so I grew like 12 inches in 1 year, and I was a point guard, and I was pretty dang good, and then I... You know, I'm like 150 pounds, but 6'4", and they made me a center. So I was kind of forced to play basketball and volleyball. So I don't know hockey, but that's still sort of the big thing.
You're 150 pounds and 6'4"?
No. I was in like high school.
Okay.
I used to play basketball. No, that would be quite frightening.
Those are spooky Eastern European proportions. There's always one.
Yeah, I'm fully Irish. Well, not fully.
Now, the ethnic makeup of Saskatchewan is something that I have been reading a great deal about.
Ooh, okay, this is...
If there's one thing that the editors of the Wikipedia pages in Canada love to talk about, it is the ethnic and demographic makeup of those places. And specifically...
We don't have much, so we'll, like, cling on to multiculturalism like there's no tomorrow.
Well, I love the Matisse thing. Am I saying that right?
What are you talking about?
Metis? M-E-T-I-S. Metis.
Metis. Oh.
Oh. The Metis?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Metis people.
I thought it was Matisse.
Very interesting people. Interesting
story. I thought it was like
the painter. I was like, who the hell is this Matisse guy you keep talking about?
Well, tell me about the Metis. I've only read about it. Well, just that it's like Frenchmen went off with... I believe you call them First Nations peoples, and
that's outdated. How dare
is
you?
It?
It's Indigenous people.
Is it?
Now. Yeah,
that seems worse.
It changes every couple of years, though.
That
so don't
Indigenous
worry about
seems
it.
Worse than First Nations because it makes people sound like a tree that grew there, and it's well in Canada specifically. I'm just reading the Wikipedia page, but it seems
please,
to be,
yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
It's breathtakingly dull in terms of ideology. And maybe that's like...
It is so boring.
Okay, good.
James.
Because I just wanted to...
It's so boring.
Like, I just got trapped in a big wormhole on visible minorities and how that was like that's a category there. But then the invisible... Mm-hmm. Like, to differentiate them, I think, from the French so that you can have people of color and give them, like, help and money in a way that you don't give it to the French. But then the French are angry about that and they're like, this is a real thing. It's
like the French over in France or the French here in Quebec?
The French, they're in not merely Quebec, but they're all over the place in Canada.
Not really in Saskatchewan. You know,
like okay.
The federal workers, I think they still are made to say hello, bonjour, but we always say hello back.
Was a weird one. Wait, the federal workers say hello, bonjour?
Yeah, like I think federal employees, I don't know if it's a requirement, but I think it's strongly encouraged for them to speak both English and French, which is hilarious because no one speaks French here. Really.
I remember when I was looking at Whitehorse, and it's with the French-speaking population
of
maybe four.
I'm jealous of Whitehorse. Hey, you seem to have a preference for Whitehorse.
Well, I love them.
I'm here saying, hey, James,
all right. Okay, well, let's talk about this. Come on.
And you're like, I'm still hooked up.
You're saying not Moose Jaw. You're saying, don't worry about Moose Jaw. We're going Saskatoon.
Well, no. What about the Métis people that were...
Well, I just thought it was cool that they existed. That was it.
Well, that's all I know. It is an interesting case, right? Because usually, I think it's actually, if I'm just shooting out of my ass here, as I always do, it's probably going to be one of the last... distinct ethnicities that has arisen in the modern century, because ethnicities are going by the wayside. We're all going to be a specific shade of caramel.
No, I have a very strong belief that ethnogenesis will continue to occur because it's the Métis.
You think so?
Yes, I don't know why, but I think everything is becoming so tribalized. I think it actually,
you are benefited.
Oh, see, that's an
to
interesting,
have ethnogenesis. The reward is there. There's an incentive. Like we have this thing called the NDIS, which is like National Disability Insurance Scheme. But basically, it's a big pot of money for the disabled. And it's so, I'm not saying it's corrupt, but our left-wing governments are now talking about making cuts to it, which is great. Like, they came up with it.
Really?
And for people on the left to go, oh, this is costing a lot of money, is like, and to the extent that like every shady operator that I know in Australia wants to start an NDIS business because they go, there's good money in the NDIS. But I like increasingly it's I look at my life and I go, well, are there things that I could say that I was disabled? You know, could we find an autism diagnosis in there somewhere and get the money?
Certainly.
And it's like, you, yeah, I mean, I think people
at
see me edit
ADHD.
The podcast. People,
at the very
they're,
least.
They're talking about moving it to ADHD. There was a big pushback, but they may move it to ADHD. And then it's like you have incentivized disability to some extent. But I think that'll be true with ethnicities and tribalism and cultures in the future.
Well, I want to talk about that more, but I mean, just to cap it off, the Métis thing, it basically it was the French voyageurs who were primarily fur traders.
Yes.
With the Hudson's Bay Company or the other one. I forget what the other one is, but they would often travel these vast distances and they would stop either in, I don't know, around indigenous villages or that they would take, as accompaniment. Indigenous women, and that these the children of these couples, they had a distinct enough culture and a distinct enough
from the French and the indigenous culture.
From the French, that they actually are a distinct, like I think the word is michif, which is a mix of French and Cree, I believe. I could be butchering all
it's
of it.
It's so cool.
At some point, like what was the point that they were not just a mix between French and indigenous culture, and when was the point that it was actually its own culture?
That's third thing. It feels like the Sikhs of Canada, although there are apparently heaps of Sikhs in Canada as well. But it's like, at what point is that not that's Hindu and it's Muslim? But then it's another one. It's a new thing. I love it. Although
I'm not familiar with the Sikhs.
Northwestern. They carry swords. They're the turbaned ones, and they have a bracelet.
Are they the one with
shield.
The swords hanging in the cars?
Yes.
Okay,
almost
okay, yeah.
always, if you see a man with a sword in a car, he's a Sikh. We've got to talk Saskatchewan. We've got to talk it hard. I need the media landscape. I need notable personalities. What are the networks that one can penetrate to win Saskatchewan to the cause?
I'll tell you what.
Saskatoon. Saskatoon.
Saskatoon, yeah. So Moose Jaw is a pretty small city. It's an aging city. So I don't think you're going to get a ton of support for a comedy show. I'll do what I can.
Okay.
But I think mostly, I'll post stickers around, man. I'll do whatever you need. I should have a paper plate coming. So I'll frame it in my office.
It's coming very soon. We bought the envelopes recently. They're special envelopes.
See, look at me working in Patreon benefits
Did you have one specifically that you wanted? Did you want the very Catholic one?
No. I was going to ask for a moose or something, but it's okay.
All right. Margo's almost done. I appreciate you making it easy.
Anyway, I think Saskatoon is the place you want to be.
All right.
Regina? Gross. That's a gross name. You don't want to go there.
Yes. Prince Albert and Saskatoon. Regina are in the same state. Holy dooly. But
wait, what?
Oh, Prince Albert. There's a place called Prince Albert there. Oh, that is a type of genital piercing.
Oh, you're serious?
Yeah.
Gross. You think it was named after the city of Prince Albert, or is it pre-existing?
I have to believe. Oh, wait, the genital piercing? I thought it might have been named after the man. Queen Victoria's husband.
Because visiting Prince Albert, that actually doesn't encapsulate very well the experience.
It does feel like a genital piercing.
Of Prince Albert.
All right.
It feels like a...
Forget them. It's all Saskatoon. That's where Joni Mitchell got her start.
It's Saskatoon.
That's where I'm getting my start. So Saskatoon has roughly how many people?
I don't know who that is, but University of Saskatchewan, the original university.
Yep.
None of this University Regina crap. A lot of young people.
Right.
Not as many... I can't say I've ever met an Australian person in my life, so I'm not going to say there's a big Australian population. You're probably the first Australian person I've ever actually talked to. I've encountered Australian people, but this is the first sustained conversation I've had with an Australian, which is bizarre to think about.
I've got to say, there's not a lot taking us to Saskatchewan. Tell me more about the University of Saskatchewan. Did you go there?
The University of Saskatchewan, a lot of young people, and I think there is a basement.
Okay.
It's called Louis' Basement. It's a very well-known venue there. I don't think you'd have any trouble garnering people to get to that basement. It would absolutely hold 100 people.
Louis' Basement.
I can't say I've seen many comedians perform there, but lots of, you know, smaller bands, things like that. I think that would be a good venue because it's pretty central in the city.
Okay.
The initial reason I reached out is because, like, well, I myself, a Catholic, having come to the Catholic faith in university, I got involved in the Catholic clubs there, particularly Catholic Christian Outreach. So I have a pretty...
You have an extensive network.
I wouldn't say that something like... It's not a close network, but I have the ability to contact a lot of people through various groups or whatever like that. So I think I have the ability
to always suspected there was a shadowy Catholic network that would someday help me find the people I need.
It's also like a Facebook page, but yeah.
No, I love it. All right. That would be excellent. Look, I would put you in charge. I invest in you, full Saskatchewanese jurisdiction.
Really? Yes.
Now, here's another thing. Whitehorse, we have a little fan base there. And my thought was, I have to get to Whitehorse, so I have to have at least one other place that I have a following. So if we build one up there, I go, okay, great. Well, I can fly from Saskatchewan to Whitehorse, except you can't. There's no plane that does that. These are not big enough airports. So if I do also commit to Saskatchewan, wherever it does work out, and maybe someone listening now in Regina or Prince Albert would like to say, hold on a minute, I too wish to. Well, if I cross that bridge when we come to it. But it means I'm going to need a third
with
one.
Them.
It means I'm going to need a third one that can actually fly.
So I'm actually going to be called to the bar in about 2 weeks here. I don't know if I'm allowed to represent you as a client.
Okay.
But I think that would be very funny if I was contacting them on a pro bono basis, somebody saying, I represent Mr. James Donald Forbes McCann in this.
Cease all operations.
What's the opposite of a cease and desist?
That would be start and keep going.
Start and keep going.
Oh, maybe I should get lawyers to issue start and keep going. So hold on, we got the Catholic dimension in...
Yeah, you got the university, like the student dimension. I think they're clamoring for an event, and you can put posters up and stuff like that. I don't know when I would do this because I'm in Moose Jaw. It's 2 hours away.
Okay.
But I bet I could recruit my co-host of the Scruple podcast, Phil. I bet I could make him do it because he's in Saskatoon.
Oh, I see it now.
I think that we can make this happen. But what's the timeline that you're thinking?
That is such a good question. So I'm doing a tour in Australia for the next week. I leave on Tuesday.
Jimmy, I just got to say, I could talk Survivor all day.
Are you a big Survivor fan?
Love it.
Get out.
Never seen Australian Survivor.
Oh, don't.
Only American.
Some of the more recent seasons are getting much better.
But here's what else. Have you seen the last season of American Survivor?
No, I'm getting updates on my phone, but I haven't seen it. But it knows I'm a Survivor
person. A classmate of mine was in the season.
How did he do?
Actually.
Well, she.
He was from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
Get out.
Well, they were well into the jury. I think, like, yeah.
Hold on a minute.
The fourth or fifth
member
of the jury.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah.
I could interview that person.
I think I could make it happen.
Hold on.
Because I thought I...
Hold the phone.
I thought that... Because I actually work right across his office from his best friend. So I think I have a sufficient pipeline to that.
Okay. If you want to show him the Haley interview, I would come to Moose Jaw and do a proper interview.
That's a fantastic idea. I think he's actually maybe in Alberta. I think he's chasing the oil fields. But I might be able to get you on a Zoom call with him.
I live down from my neighbor and people are coming out of their house. A Zoom call would be great. Right. I just don't know what's... people are moving around outside of the car. And I might have to say hello to them in a moment.
My friend, you need an office.
Hey. Technically I have an office, but I could not get away.
I didn't know if this was the angle you were going for, but maybe the route into Canada is through a Catholic missionary university movement.
I'm open to it.
Because they're... Yeah, I don't know. This could be out of left field. But basically, most of the Catholics that I know, the young Catholics, not so much anti-vaxxers. It's not really that kind of community. But
I suspect there would be some
of most of the young Catholics I... They're not two separate circles. Yes. I'll tell you that. But I know people typically in many universities. I think it's 15 universities in Canada at this point. And they're usually typical go-getters, and maybe I'd be able to convince them to see, hey, maybe you can get this guy. This is this guy I barely know. But I'm trying to bolster his career and see, you know, just see if we can make it happen. I think it's a possibility for other universities if you want to make other areas happen.
Okay, I like it. All right. Yeah. Let's...
I don't know anyone in Whitehorse, so I'm sorry, but...
We'll have many strategies for many places, but you are so motivated, and I feel so honored and blessed. And yep. Frankly, mm-hmm. Reagan, you're my man in Saskatchewan, in Saskatoon, and I commit now on my Canada tour, whenever that occurs, making this. We're going to do that gig in Saskatoon. Now let's do all the work
we
can.
What I need
okay,
to
tell
do,
me.
James.
You tell me what you need from me, and I'll say what I need from you.
If I'm gonna be on the crew, I'm happy to do it. I'm happy to be your connection in Canada. That said, I'm gonna need some materials. I'm gonna need you to send me some macros or some JPEGs so I can make or some stickers so I can make stuff. If you have a promotional poster, I'll get that.
I do have a promotion. It's black and white, so it's very easy to print, and I will pay for the printing. We've got funds here. I don't ask you to expend your own capital.
Well,
but you are a Patreon.
I could just embezzle it from my law firm, but I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Okay, that sounds good. But can I just call venues and say, hey, I represent this guy?
Yes, you can. Absolutely. I also have book of poems.
I have power of attorney over you for the purposes of this.
Here's a thought that I've had. Right. I have a new book of poems coming out at some point, and maybe I could... if you would hide it in secondhand bookshops. If you ever go to a secondhand bookshop.
I know. I love the secondhand bookshop.
It's just a thought. And then maybe people will discover it that way.
I will love that.
I heard Matthew Riley did it that way. He printed out his own book and then he just went around the country dropping it off at bookshops to build an audience.
Listen, man, I love financial irresponsibility. I love the fact that you're...
I thought that was one of the more sensible.
Boat that you don't know how to sail. I think you found the right guy.
Reagan, this is a wonderful morning. This is a wonderful morning. This is an excellent morning. This is a joyful morning.
Or it's a nice early evening for me. But
we are gonna.
I'll have to get your contact info and I'll get
okay.
on. I would love. When's your timeline again? I know that you mentioned you're out touring for a week, but I'm hoping this is at least months.
In a couple of weeks, I'll be able to let you know when it. I'm thinking September would be good. Mm-hmm. I think September would be good. But let me leave it with me, because it might be earlier.
In the
it might be July.
Doldrum of my life of paperwork and emails. This is going to be something that I can't really explain to my wife why I'm doing, but I'm very excited to do it, and I'm honored.
She's welcome to come on the podcast as well.
I told her, I'm like, hey, I'm going to be home late today. I'm podcasting with an Australian comedian.
She joins a growing host of wives and girlfriends who are absolutely befuddled by what's going on.
Well, if we do manage to book a show in Moose Jaw, you have a bed. You have a bed at my
house.
That's
very kind. I would happily do a show in Moose Jaw as well. I have another question, which is mm-hmm. I'm going to need an additional city that can fly to Whitehorse that's closer to Saskatoon. If I'm doing a show in Saskatoon. Because I don't want to drive from Saskatoon to Whitehorse. That feels like too long.
Most flights in Canada fly out of Calgary, I feel like. Or they at least tend to stop in Calgary.
We do have some Calgarinese listeners.
I think that's probably your second bet. For the same reason, I'm not very original, but for the same reasons. I know a university community.
Okay.
There, and I do know a few people there that might be able to coax into helping you out. So I... My wife actually used to be a missionary on the campus with Catholic Christian Outreach, so I'm a little bit familiar with the area. I don't like it, but there's a lot of people there. I don't think it'd be that hard to find 100 suckers.
I appreciate there, that. So. Vancouver gave me such bad vibes.
As your counsel, I cannot advise you to.
What's
to
wrong with Vancouver? Vancouver? Have you been to Vancouver?
They just think they're. I don't know. There's a lot of weird stuff going on in Vancouver. Don't quite understand it. Houses are 10 times more expensive than
that's
they
one
be.
Thing I did note.
And they really have this air of superiority to them that I really don't like. It's sort of like, hey, we're Californians, but we're also cold all the time. It's kind of like, well, that's not really a basis for a culture.
Thank you, Regan King, delegate to Saskatchewan. Now, Jimmy, let's get a poem up in here.
You ever written a poem that could change the course of human history? Can you give us a line? It'll cost me. That is what a poet would say. Yeah. Weak, sad people, poets. Hungry. I think that I might be a better poet. Oh, here's something you need to know for this poem. Do you know who Sylvia Plath is? She was a poet who killed herself in an oven. And her husband, Ted Hughes, was also a poet, and then he married a different woman who also killed herself in an oven. Yeah, I mean, it is, with hindsight, it's pretty funny. I think that I might be a better poet than either Ted Hughes or Sylvia Plath. When I read their poetry, I get bored. But when I read my poetry, oh man, it's electric. I think I might even be better than Walt Whitman. And as far as I can tell, Walt Whitman was all right. All that Captain Oh My Captain stuff. It was really quite moving in Dead Poets Society. But if they'd used one of my poems instead, that would have been even better, I reckon. What if instead of saying, hey ho, Mr. Captain, what if the boys, standing up on their desks, had cried out in glorious union and said, I think that I might be a better poet than either Ted Hughes or Sylvia Plath. When I read their poetry, I get bored. But when I read my poetry, oh man, it's electric. Wouldn't that have been a much better movie? And maybe that boy, that suicide boy, the boy who suicides to spite his mean daddy. What if instead of just studying Walt Whitman, what if the boy had studied me instead? He wouldn't have died, that's for sure. And that's one of the most difficult things about being such a fantastic poet. It's knowing you could have saved lives had you been born earlier. Just imagine if my poems had been around for Sylvia Plath and Ted Hughes. They were both working so very hard to write great poems, but it didn't work. His weren't good enough for her to want to stay alive to keep reading them. And hers weren't good enough for her to want to stay alive to keep writing them. But imagine if they'd had my poems. Imagine what long and beautiful lives they would have had. Long and beautiful like a hot woman's legs. Ted Hughes actually didn't. Ted Hughes did have a long life, but I'll tell you who didn't. The second woman he shacked up with, who also killed herself in an oven. Man, that's some stuff right there. Two women, two oven suicides.
Was it a gas oven?
Yeah, man. That's really the only way to get it done. Imagine coming back home and seeing woman number two lying in the oven, her potentially long and beautiful legs protruding from the oven. You'd be furious. You'd say, darling, that's not funny. You shouldn't make fun of my ex-wife killing herself in an oven. And then you'd probably say something like, wait a minute, she's dead. Oh no. I can't believe it has happened again. What are the chances? I can only imagine how this is going to look to other people. Surely the common factor here is me. You couldn't make that up. Two dead people in ovens shacking up with the same guy, you just couldn't. If you did make it up and put it into a movie script, the producer would say, mate, two? two oven suicides. That's too many oven suicides. Even one suicide in an oven. That's pretty confronting, but two of them. Get out of town. Anyway, this movie is meant to be about a teacher. A teacher who teaches kids about poetry at an elite boarding school. You tell me, what do two oven suicides have to do with that? And I know I'm just a producer, but here's an idea for your script. You know who should kill himself instead? The boy. The boy who wants to be an actor. In the current draft, he just becomes an actor. But wouldn't it be better if at the slightest hurdle to being an actor, he kills himself out of nowhere, proving that he didn't have the temperament to be an actor and that his father was right all along? Excuse me, what did you say? He should kill himself in an oven? No! What is it with you and oven suicides? Seize the day, my ass. Seize your depressed characters more like and pull them out of the fucking oven in which they are trying to commit suicide. Also, take James Donald Forbes McCann's poems out of the movie. They're too good, baby. They're distracting. Nobody will believe that anybody who has heard those poems could experience despair again. Use Walt Whitman instead, is what he'd say. I reckon. That's all right. I appreciate it.
And let us not forget the whip around. Here is your whip around king, Jake Ford.
I've just finished a beautiful seafood linguine in a really wonderful Spanish kind of restaurant near the ocean. And I thought, where better than here to leave a recommendation on the tip. Just write, how can we improve our service? Listen to the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran plan on Spotify. Here we go. I'll be getting my EpiPen now.
And here is a second whip around from glorious fan, Ellen Waffenden.
Hey, Ned, you know who's good at calling free call centres?
Who?
James McCann.
Who's that?
He's an Adelaide comedian and he has a podcast called The James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan, and I highly recommend it.
Oh, okay. Is that what he does on the podcast?
Cool. No, he does that on his YouTube channel, but the podcast's very good. You should listen to it. Do you think you will?
Maybe.
Great, thanks.
That's okay.
If you would like to be featured on the Whip Around, record yourself telling somebody about the podcast and send it in. There's no specific way to send it in. Instagram seems to work.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No